two friends taking pictures of the rising full moon on a summer night.
Two teenage kids doing what teenage kids do.
When a stranger with a gun and a death wish changed everything.
It was violent, it was senseless, and I will never understand it, I will never accept it.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and unfortunately, we're all too familiar with stories about how violence shatters lives. But what we rarely see is how they are rebuilt. In a new podcast, The Letter, we relive tragedy, but only so we can hear the rest of the story. The struggle to reclaim lives, the realities of grief, and the possibilities of forgiveness.
I believe in miracles. Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Utah's best athletes count on flexibility, speed, strength.
And the Jazz pick up their 22nd assist.
So they count on University of Utah Health.
Brielle Soleil puts this game away.
And so can you. Leading doctors, a world-class environment, award-winning innovation, care to be great.
14 unanswered by the Utes.
University of Utah Health, caring for Utah's best and yours. Schedule your appointment now at uofuhealth.org/care to be great.
This is Cougar Sports Saturday. Cougar Sports Saturday.
A presentation of KSL Sports.
Got it for three. Cougars by 20.
Every Saturday, all year long. BYU Sports Talk by Cougar fans.
For Cougar fans.
It's Cougar Sports Saturday.
Here are your hosts, Mitch Harper and Matt Biamonte.
Home of BYU Sports. KSL News Radio 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Welcome on into Cougar Sports Saturday. We appreciate you being here. And before we get going, and we do have a good show planned for you, there are sports to talk about, which is what we ultimately want to do here on the show. But just want to take a moment to thank each and every one of you here that continue to listen to KSL News Radio and especially this show. I know I speak for Mitch and Dallin and everyone here that it really is great for us to come in here and talk sports and have a little bit of some normal life. And we appreciate you, the listeners, however and wherever you guys listen. We appreciate you listening to us, especially during through this difficult time. And with that being said, Mitch, glad to have you back on the show with us, even though you're not here again.
Yeah, I mean, I'm here at my house in Murray, but yeah, excited. A lot of great topics on hand in the world of BYU football and basketball. So it'll be a really good show for the next 3 hours. We've got Dave McCann coming up at 1 o'clock, and you know we'll also be talking a lot about the impact of missionaries for the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, their impact on them returning home, yep, and how that affects the BYU football program, because there's a lot of missionaries that are serving the church right now for the football program. And, you know, it's going to have a great impact on this football team. And yeah, who knows if even football is played. We'll address that as well in the show, too. So a lot of great topics to discuss. But first off, let's get to the leadoff.
The leadoff. A look at the stories making headlines right now. It's time for the leadoff on Cougar Sports Saturday.
All right, the leadoff here on Cougar Sports Saturday. We're going to keep it here with football, and Mitch touched on the impact of LDS, the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, their missionaries, a lot of them returning home because of coronavirus, COVID-19. And earlier this week, Kalani Sitake had the chance to do a video conference with the media, and he talked about a lot of different things, and we want to start the show off with some commentary from Kalani Sitake on the state of the BYU football program.
I think everything moved so quickly, you know, and it was really not even day to day. It was more hour to hour, from school adjusting to, you know, through Zoom and through Skype and everything, to become the classes were shut down. But even before that, we had made the decision not to, you know, to basically hold off on practice wait this thing out and see what everyone was doing first and get some feedback from our leaders in school, but also, you know, our local and the federal government, trying to see what their thoughts were. And I thought this was a really good time where I was impressed with a lot of the leadership I saw from Tom Homo and our president, Kevin Worthen. And so just some of the things that they were able to do, and you know, with the thought of taking care of people first. And I thought, you know, being able to, Tom shut down the whole athletic department way ahead of time, even before school was shut down, before classes. And I thought that was a great move, you know, and trying to get a handle on this. But at the same time, we're doing what a lot of other programs are doing, and trying to communicate with our players as much as possible. Our position coaches have the daily contact with their players, and I'm staying in touch with as many players as I can, and trying to, you know, enforce the promote the idea of taking care of each other and taking care of their families, and then also being able to serve others and be mindful of others. And so going through that whole process, I think everyone's going through that. Obviously disappointed in a lot of things and not being able to compete, but you know, I know that a lot of the spring and winter sports are disappointed that they weren't able to compete, and especially basketball, not being able to go through the tournament and things like that. But there's some things that are just way more important than sports right now. And
really interesting update there from Coach Kalani Sitake, and you can't help but really resonate, Mitch, with what he said there at the end of that comment, which is, hey, you know, here's the update on the football program. Here's what we're doing. But at the end of the day, this is all secondary to what we're all dealing with right now with COVID-19.
Yeah, definitely. And the thing is that it's unprecedented times. And, you know, a third of the football team has went back to their homes. A lot of guys live still on campus because they're married. So a little bit more older, a little bit more mature, and it'd be tough to just move their families back to wherever their hometowns may be. So a lot of guys are still around Provo and in the area, but yeah, unique times. And, you know, Harvey Unga joined us last week and talked about how it's still kind of business as usual in terms of every single day having meetings and communicating via different technologies. But still, you know, are your standard operating procedures have been changed drastically, yeah, because of COVID-19. And same with us. I mean, that's just how it's been going. But it was good to hear from Kalani and get an update on the football program, because, I mean, now you're talking about, you know, a situation where are we even seeing football going to be happening this year? Well, I mean, there's a lot of questions to be asked right now and a lot of unknowns at the current moment. So difficult and unique times that everyone in the world is going through today.
Yeah, and there's much more from Kalani Sitake and throughout this first hour as we're talking about the state of the BYU football program. And Mitch touched on an article that he wrote earlier in the week on KSLSports.com regarding missionaries returning home and how that's going to work out. We'll get to all that here in the first hour. I think the thing that's so interesting right now about the state of the football program, Mitch, is there's only so much you can do. And anyone who has the – honestly, it's a blessing to work from home. Anyone who has that blessing, I think, is starting to realize, yes, this is a tremendous blessing to have that work-from-home opportunity. But at least in my life, Mitch, I've come to find out it's nearly impossible to maintain the routines that you had beforehand. And for me, I can only speak personally, but it's way harder to exercise. It's way harder to eat healthier because I'm home all day. I mean, it's easy to snack. And when I think about just my life, and I'm like, how are football players doing this right now? I can only imagine as the time goes on, Mitch, that the level of fitness and just overall well-being of these athletes are going to slip a little bit. And that makes it really hard when you're not in a routine.
I'm failing miserably, Matt. So I'm getting the quarantine 15. That's what it's being called on social media. So I'm turning into the food. Yeah, I mean, it's just funny because, like, you get a breakfast in the morning and then, like, 90 minutes later, I'm like, I'm kind of hungry again, but I just realized, hey, I just ate 90 minutes ago. I need to slow my roll here. I don't know why my appetite has just grown being at home. I've enjoyed it as well, being able to work from home, but at the same time, I'm like, dang, I want to see my colleagues like yourself, exactly, and Dallin and all the people at KSL Sports and everything. But yeah, so it's everyone's got to adjust. And, you know, BYU football team, they're adjusting as well. It is hard to kind of think that these guys could be in the best of shape, you know, come around June, July, when you start to hunker down and get ready for the season. To me, it's kind of like college football of old, where, you know, Lavelle would have spring football, and then say sayonara to everyone, and they would go and do their own thing, and then they'd come back in August and try to get back in shape for football, and BYU would be a juggernaut and win the WAC again. So maybe it's a little bit old school where it's kind of this, yeah. You know, it's not this year-round thing like it once was. I mean, that's, you know, college football, it's now year-round. Every single day, these student-athletes are working and grinding for, you know, 12 guaranteed games a year. It's, you know, it's pretty remarkable that way, but you know, so everyone, I think that it's just kind of accepting the fact that, hey, this is what it is. Everyone's on an equal playing field. Everyone's working for a cause to make sure everyone in mankind is taken care of. And I thought that was great from Kalani Sitake, too, to address that. And we got a piece up on KSLSports.com about that, how, you know, his focus is just about making sure everyone in society is good, because yep. We all got to take this thing serious.
Absolutely.
Because it impacts everyone. You know, you see these videos of young people going out on spring break and just partying. You're thinking, what are you doing? Are you seeing these people at the airport, you know, welcoming these missionaries?
That was
like, tough. What are you doing? Like, you can't be doing that.
That was
hard to see. Luckily, there was no BYU football players, families in that gathering, from what I gathered. But, yeah, not a good look at all. See all those people lined up at Salt Lake International.
No, that was a terrible look. And I think the thing that gets lost in all this, and again, we're going to talk about the missionaries and the impact that it has on the football thing, but I think what gets lost in all this, Mitch, are most of these missionaries, if not all of them, they don't want to come home. They're being forced home from their missions because of circumstances that no one can control, and the celebration that we saw at the airport was ridiculous because it's like they were trying to manufacture a genuine moment when in reality it was very difficult, I think, for a lot of these missionaries to come home. I have a sister-in-law, Mitch, who was on her mission for a month, and you know, she got pneumonia and had to come home, and it's devastating. It's not a joyous thing, and so to kind of see that at the airport, and it's not just the airport. You mentioned, you know, spring break, and you know, but this is serious. We got to take this serious, and it's not a joyful thing right now, and oftentimes you see that in different areas of the world.
The joy, though, that we're seeing is a lot of TikToks. And for those of you that are not familiar with TikTok and all the dancing that's taking place, it's been great to see. Even Kalani Sitake, he's getting in on the dancing. He had
a great
dance video with his daughter, Sadie Sitake. And apparently they won the contest in Sadie's dance company, so congrats to them. But, you know, I'm even laying down some TikToks with some dancing as well. So we're getting creative in these unique times, Matt, that we're living
yes.
in. We're trying to find entertainment in a lot of different ways.
Yep.
I'm considering watching The Tiger King. I got to find ways to entertain myself.
Oh, man. The Tiger King. We might have to discuss that later. That has become viral. I don't know if I can do it, but maybe you can convince me, Mitch. All right, we got to take our first break here on Cougar Sports Saturday. On the other side, we're going to break down the impact that the missionaries will have on the BYU football program. Reference that article that Mitch wrote. You can find it on KSLSports.com. We'll talk about that more on the other side. Stay with us here. It's Cougar Sports Saturday, powered by KSLSports.com.
A gun in the face.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
Started 2 years of horror for an American in Venezuela.
They said, you need to give us your phone and get ready because you're coming with us.
I'm Becky Bruce, and I spent a year researching and piecing together Josh and Tammy Holt's story about their ordeal in a notorious prison.
That's when everything started to turn bad. We had another pound on the door. Boom, boom, boom. And there was the police once again.
You can binge all of the episodes of Hope and Darkness on KSLPodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.